Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Hope you are well. Hope this podcast finds you well. As we're going to be talking to Aiden Bruich of the Maryland Black Bears this week. Aiden comes from the Pittsburgh area, and we talk a little bit about growing up in the Pittsburgh area during the Penguins' success and if there was such a correlation like the Ovechkin effect in the DMV region, if that was the same kind of thing in the Pittsburgh region. Him playing with his size, being the size that he is, a bigger dude, how he's able to cope with that, the new moves that have been happening in the Black Bears locker room, how they've been able to cope with that, and also his personal coping with being away from home for the first time, why he picked Clarks, and all the fun stuff that you guys come to be accustomed to on this fantastic interview show. We have some promos and stuff. First and foremost, before we get to the interview, I'll promo this. Go to the Twitter or the Facebook of the Maryland Black Bears. There's a picture Johnny P put up there of Mikael Gonchar and his impressed face. Do a caption. Caption that, and you can go ahead and if you get picked, get a bag of Chuck-a-Pucks for the next time you go to the Black Bears game. Just chuck and make, get some Frisco Tap House gift cards and stuff. Be good times for everybody involved. Go ahead and get some exposure, get some eyes on that Mikael Gonchar photo, get some captions going. You all are witty folk because you listen to me, so obviously there has to be some wit to you. I don't know what that meant. I don't know if that was condescending or not, but either way, here we are. But now we're going to talk to Aiden Bruich about a whole bevy of things, so here's me throwing it to me from a previous interview. We're now joined on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews with forward for the Maryland Black Bears, Aiden Bruich. Aiden, how you doing today, man?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me today. And Aiden is one of the many Western Pennsylvania guys on this roster right now. And I have to say, Aiden, when you were growing up not too long ago, it seems that that's when the Penguins kind of had a little bit of a nice little spell there with the deep playoff runs, the Stanley Cups. Did that? There's a lot of talk of the Ovechkin effect in Maryland. Was there much of a Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin effect on hockey in the Pittsburgh region?
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. I mean, growing up and just watching the success around you, like, you learn from that, and it makes you drive harder to, I mean, everyone's dream is to play in the NHL one day that plays hockey, obviously. So just being able to see that kind of firsthand and watching the great players play and do what they do is just kind of an amazing thing to grow up around. So, yeah, for sure, it's definitely a drive.
Now, you a bigger guy when you're going right now, 6'3", 218, still 17 years old. Is that something that happened overnight? Because I know I talked to Cooper Black earlier in the year, and he said he just kind of shot up and then had to adjust to playing to that height. Was that something that you had to adjust to, or was it a gradual thing that you were able to kind of feel more comfortable playing in your size?
For the most part, it was pretty gradual. I mean, I was always a bigger kid growing up, so you had to deal with the not the criticism toward, like, you play another kid's team and say a dad's kid is real small and you hit him. You deal with that growing up. And it was kind of a thing that I grew up with. And, I mean, it was difficult at times, but I definitely got to, like, gradually get into it. And I've always been big. So, I mean, it wasn't really a jump, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I understand that wholeheartedly. Aiden Bruich joins us here of the Maryland Black Bears in his rookie season. Now, you're the first-round pick of the Maryland Black Bears this past draft. Is there a lot of pressure, or was there a lot of pressure that you felt that you put onto yourself because you were drafted so high, or is it something kind of letting yourself know that your hard work actually paid off?
No, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really feel a lot of pressure. I mean, I know how I play hockey, and I mean, at times you're going to struggle, but I knew what I was coming into. I mean, obviously I wasn't going to come out and light up the league, and it's definitely been hard work all year. But I mean, for the most part, there wasn't a lot of pressure. I mean, you have to work every day to get better, right? So coming in, I mean, I struggled a little bit, and I still struggle. But for the first round pick, though, it wasn't that bad. I kind of ignored what I had to live up to. I didn't really feel that a lot. But, I mean, there's always that where, like, there's animosity for the other kids and stuff that think they need to do better than me. I mean, the first-round pick says a lot, but, I mean, we all have to work hard and to get in the lineup, so.
What was the jump like to the NA for you? I mean, you go from the U16 in the midget area with the Pittsburgh Penguins elite squad. Like, how was that jump? How was the transition for you? And is it something you're still kind of learning into? Is there a learning curve even now midway through the season?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for sure. I mean, you learn. You have to learn quick, but definitely the speed. The speed was a big thing for me. I mean, I'm a bigger guy, so speed doesn't come naturally per se to me. So getting up to speed and just the physicality is a big difference from U16. But, I mean, for the most part, it's not hard to know what you have to do, but getting through that part to doing what you have to do is the difficult part.
Aiden Brewich of the Maryland Black Bears joins us on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. And before you came into this whole situation in Maryland, you declared for to be a Clarkson commit at Clarkson University. What was it about Clarkson that that made you want to go there?
Definitely the coaching staff. I mean, the coaching staff is great there. They really made me feel welcome. Getting up there for my visit was just the time where I kind of knew, like, this was meant for me. I mean, just the whole area. I mean, I grew up in a rural place, so the rural campus and just, like, everything about it just seemed to fit really well. And as soon as I left the campus after my visit, I kind of knew that's where I wanted to go for sure.
Speaking of coming into new places, how about coming into Maryland? You stay on the East Coast a little bit, don't have to go too far. What was the transition coming to Maryland and now living here for half a season so far?
I mean, it hasn't been too bad. I mean, it's my first year away from home, so for sure you get homesick a lot. But, I mean, I'm only 3 hours away, so it's not too bad. But definitely just getting used to living by yourself. I mean, I live in my great billets, but for sure, just, you know, you got to wake yourself up, get to practice every day, and just things like that where you're kind of just on your own for the most part was definitely the biggest curve I had to learn, just taking care of myself, not having my parents to rely on most of the time.
One day I'll learn that too, how not to live without my parents. So I'll mark that down. Aiden says it's tough, but I'll go from there. Aiden Brewich joins us from the Maryland Black Bears. And there's been a lot of changes so far, especially in the past week. A lot of new players coming into the Black Bears locker room, some hardened vets going out. Like, what has that transition like been for you guys in the room in welcoming these new players and then also seeing some of the guys that you kind of grew up with leave like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but you have to understand it's a business, so coach is just doing what he has to do to win. But it's tough. Like, saying goodbye to the kids you played with all season is tough. I mean, you grow friendships, so, I mean, seeing them leave and not seeing their faces every day is kind of hard. But just for welcoming the new guys, you just got to make them feel welcome as possible. I mean, it's hard moving for us to – so Odessa, we got a kid from Odessa, Texas, and now he's 11 hours away. And, I mean, I'm sure it's tough for them, too. So you just kind of got to help them through it for the most part, but just make them feel welcome for sure.
So we are midway through the season. You guys are sitting in the fourth spot right now in a very big battle in that East Division. As we go down the home stretch, what's been the message? It seems that you guys have a little bit more energy now with the incoming guys, kind of give you guys a little boost right now. But going forward, what's the key to maintaining that energy that we saw from this past weekend?
I think definitely our practice. We're a hardworking team in practice, and I think it definitely translates into the games. I mean, we're a semi-big team, so we got to play physical and then just get pucks low and keep working. I mean, it's hard when you lose some games, then you win some games. But just the consistency from all players is what we're looking for.
And for you personally, what's the big thing you want to take out down this stretch right now? What's the thing that you want to work on as we get better and get towards the playoff push?
All right, definitely just need to keep getting stronger. I mean, like my playing style, I'm not going to go through and dangle through five guys and score a goal. I mean, I'm definitely a hardworking player down low, and I just need to keep working and controlling pucks and making plays and just playing my game and get back to that.
Aiden Brewich, forward of the Maryland Black Bears, thanks for joining me on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I appreciate it, man, and all the best for the rest of the season. I know I'll be watching from up here, so all the best, friend.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Aiden Brewich for taking some time out and joining me here on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. Thanks to Colin McCarthy, the birthday boy. Happy birthday to him, and thanks for him to setting this up. This coming week, Maryland Black Bears are away in New Jersey, but they come back home on Valentine's Day and the day after in a weird time as they take on the Maine Nordiques that weekend, the first and only time this year the Maine will be coming to the Den. The 14th is a 7 o'clock game. And then on the Valentine's shenanigans will happen. Don't you worry, folks. And then on the 15th, brunch with the Black Bears. It's a 2 o'clock Eastern start time. So if you got an afternoon off on Saturday, go ahead, check out the Black Bears take on the Maine Nordiques. It's a battle here in the East Division, so every point matters. Every chance you can get down there, go do it. Support your local hockey team for all the fun stuff happening there. Other than that, check out the caption contest. There might be some things down the pipe, too. We'll see about that, but thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. Means more to me than you know, and that's the end of that. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews, part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Until we speak again next time, peace.